I started staying into the evenings to talk with Ernesto, the night watchman. He brought photographs of his children, ages 7, 2, and brand new. He seemed to be hopeful against long odds, but perhaps I was projecting. Each twilight, there were lights in more of the homes, more cars in the driveways. I used to wander everywhere, but the circuit was closing. Ernesto arrives at 4 in the afternoon and leaves at 6 the next morning. He works 14 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. His last day off was 2 years ago. A 98-hour work week nets him $225 under the table. I laid my notepad on the hood of his old Nissan truck and did some calculations. I told him, "You make $2.30 an hour." Ernesto works 14 hours every day of the year and takes home $10,800. "It's criminal," said Young Homes Superintendent Gary. Ernesto doesn't work directly for Young Homes. Almost no one does. He works for Paul, former head of construction for Young Homes. According to Gary, Paul gets $1,700 from Young Homes to provide a month of security service at Dream Street. Paul keeps $800 as his cut. One evening, Ernesto told me he had insisted on meeting with John Young. He asked for more money, but then he had panicked. He told John his immigration status was almost sorted out. Now he was worried. Should he buy papers on the street? He could get a Social Security card for $300. Ernesto and I walked together to do a dusk double-check of the doors and windows on the unsold houses. He knew me pretty well, so he gave up pretending he was able-bodied. He walked with his crutch, but when I took his photo, he set it on the curb.